Ya Yosef alav shalom. Gimel Hashban. So we say one word in his memory, in his honor, Siftutav dovevot bekevet, because he would say this hiddush as well. And Zechuto yagen aleinu, amen. Already, Haimi lit Solomon lit a ned already. Leilu nishmato, it should be up there. Obadya ben Gurjiya, Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden, amen. Ede toldot Noach, 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 Noach. What I'm telling you now is the Al Sheikh. Nothing, no additives. Straight Al Sheikh. But because Yossi is here, we'll throw in the Kerem Shlomo in his honor. Ede toldot Noach, Noach. So, the Al Sheikh is bothered. What is this Noach Noach? What's the double Noach? So he's a Sadiq Tamim. That's a praise of Noach, Sadiq Tamim. Later on, we know that it says the Boel Ateva ki otecharet tzadik lefanai bedor hazeh. Everybody asks what happened to Noach. He went from a Sadiq Tamim to a Tzadik. Rashi says miksat shevachom befanav v'cholot shelo befanav. The Bet Yosef says the famous Hiddush that Sadiq and Tamim are two different midot. Sadiq means Sadiq in Kiddusha, Sadiq from Arayot, has Kiddusha Tabrit, and Tamim is Emunah, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elohecha. Tzadik is Yosef a Sadiq. Noah lived in two generations. He lived in the generation of the flood. Their main sin was Arayot, Kishhit Kol Basar. So in the generation of the Mabul, he was a Tzaddik. In the generation of Dora Palaga, there the problem was Emunah, he was a Tamim. So in the beginning of the Perashah, it's giving you the biography of Noah. It says, Tamim, Tzaddik, Tamim haya bedorotav. Dorotav meaning in two generations. In Dora Mabul, he was a Tzaddik. In Dora Palaga, he was a Tamim. However, when he goes on to Teba, God says, Boila Teba, ki utechariti Tzaddik lefanai bador hazeh. In this Dor, which is Dora Mabul, you're a tzaddik. You didn't become a tamim yet. Although I wrote about you in the beginning of the parasha, God knows the end. But that's the interpretation of the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef wrote a small little sefer called Dirashot Bet Yosef. You can get it. Small little book. Maran wrote Pirushim on the Torah. Fine. Italian with Novayulid No Shlosha Banim, Echam Mitham Beit Yafet. Shlosha Banim, three sons. Shem Ham Beit Yafet. But the shahid the artist of Nay Elohim to Mashama, fine. So the Pasuk says that he tells him to make a teva. So Rashi says that kofir is actually an Aramaic word. Kofir means zefet. Zefet is tar. In Moshe Rabbeinu's teva, they tarred it on the outside, but they didn't tar it on the inside. And in this case of Noah, they tarred it on both the inside and the outside. It's a simple interpretation of what the Pshat is because the Teva of Moshe was floating on a calm river, so you didn't need to put such insulation. But the Mabul was a storm, so you need to insulate inside and outside. The question that the Al-Sheikh has is, so why don't you call it Zefet? Why are you using an Aramaic word for Zefet? V'chaparta otu v'edu b'kofer. As she says, b'kofer, oh, Zefet b'shon Arami. So say Zefet. I mean, when the Torah is not scared of the word Zefet, it said Zefet by Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is the word kofer all of a sudden. And then it gives me, it tells Noah, Aselecha Teva. What does it mean, Aselecha? Lecha is used when you need to kinyan. Ukhatem lechem b'yom rishon. But the Teva has to be owned by Noah, Aselecha, has to be registered by Noah. He has to pay the mortgage from his, what does it mean? The title has to be in Noah's name, Aselecha. It's not a din in Lulav. That's the Mishalachem, Aselecha. That's Al Sheikh's question. Then he says over here, Vayas Noah, Kechol Hashem Siva Oto Elohim Ken Asa. Noah did all that Elohim commanded him. Elohim commanded him. Noah was not being told by Elohim, he was being told by Yudke Vavke, Havaya. Everybody else was being judged by Elohim. Noah actually was got saved. So the pasuk should say Vayas no kol asher siva oto yudke vavke. Havaya. The Asher goes back and forth with all these. You see the parasha, it goes back and forth. One time it's Havaya, one time it's Elohim. So he's questioning, why is Elohim is judgment? Noah, if anything, was saved. Go on to the Teva. Fine. Go on to the Teva. And then it says that Noah's on the Teva. Interesting Lashon on the Teva. The text says Vayisgor Hashem Ba'ado. Vayisgor. Vayisgor. He closed the door on him. Vayisgor. Although the Targum explains Vayisgor, just for the record, so nobody catches me, the Targum explains it like I thought it should say, Ve'agen Hashem. Again, meaning he protected him. Well, that's not the normal way I would explain Vayisgor. Vayisgor, I would explain he closed. He closed him. But the Targum explains it Ve'agen, which I have no problem with that. So the Pasuk could have just said Vayagen. And we have a word for that in Hebrew, by the way. Vayisgor, to make it Vayagen. Anyway, he's on the Teva, and then the Pasuk comes along and says the Teva finally settled down. Noah opens the Teva, and Vaydaber Elohim el Noah lemor, tse min ha-Teva, and back to the same Elohim again. And now he's getting off the Teva, he's still Shem Elohim. He survived the flood, he got off the Teva, and Elohim is still talking to him, tse min ha-Teva. Why should that be Elohim? And then he comes off the Teva and he brings a Korban. All right, that's basically all the questions. A couple of more questions also, but we'll hold it at that. So the basic rule that's working over here is, Rashi compares Avraham to Noah. Noah was a great man, but you put him against Avraham, it doesn't fare that well. There's some connection between Noah and Avraham, obviously. Obviously, the Hazal saw a connection, therefore they put them on the scale. You only compare apples with apples. You don't compare apples and oranges. So I'm not going to come along and, compare two people who have nothing in common. So, Noah compared to Avraham, if they have nothing in common, so what are you comparing them to Bichlal? There always has to be a common denominator between two people. And you have to say, even though they look the same, but they're really not. So Noah to Avraham. Otherwise, you can compare Noah to any tzaddik. There's a lot of tzaddikim that were around. But the Rashi right away said the comparison is going to be who's greater? Is it Noah? Is it Avraham? So the basic principle that the Al-Sheikh works with, which is it's an old principle, I'm not saying anything new here today, is that there's two types of tzaddikim. The Pasuk says, Tzaddika tamar yifrah, ke'er is by the banon, you're scared. David HaMelech talks about the tzaddik ha-tamar. That's the tzaddik that's like the palm tree. And then he talks about the tzaddik that's like the eres. The eres is a very, very, very strong, very strong tree. There's a tzaddik that's like an eres. There's another tzaddik that's like a palm tree. What's the difference? So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Im lamadta Torah harbe, al tahazik tova la'atzmika ki lekach nitzat. If you learned a lot of Torah, don't pat yourself on the back. I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll say, look how much Torah I learned. Because the Kach Notzad, that's what you were created for. Adam la'amal yulad. You know, the plumber came to my house one time and we had a clogged sink. He went upstairs, he fixed the clogged sink. He came downstairs and says, Rabbi Mansour, I fixed the clog. I said, the Kach Notzad, you're a plumber. Tell me you fixed the electricity. I get excited. But you're a plumber. What are you getting excited? I should make a testimonial dinner because you did what you're supposed to do. The Kach Notzad. So he said, you learned Torah. But Acham Baruch used to explain the Mishnah that share the wealth. Im lamata Torah arbe, al ta'azik tova la'atzmecha. Don't hold the Torah to yourself. Give it out to ki lekach nosat. Adam la'amal yulad, la'amal reshet tevot, elmod al menat lelamed. You're created to give. God is a giver, so then we're supposed to be like God. One time we went to the Square Rebbe in Square Town. I was talking about where he's going to live. So we went to him and. The Rosh Hashiva of the high school that I learned from, Hillel Haber, was with us. And the Square Rabbi turned to Rabbi Hillel Haber and told him, what do you do? He says, I teach the boys Gemara. He says, v'alachta b'drachav, mahu afata. You're emulating the ways of God. What's the ways of God? Every morning the Berachot we say, "Hamlamet Torah la'amo Yisrael." God also teaches Torah to Amo Yisrael. So anybody that teaches Torah, it's Mahu Afata, Balakla Bedracha, Mahu Melamet Torah Amo Yisrael Bata. So God's Melamet. God teaches. He doesn't keep the Torah to himself. I gave you the Torah. So Al Ta'azik Tovah La'atzbecha. Don't hold the Torah to yourself. Give it over. A tzaddik that's like a Tamar. The tzaddik, that's like the tamar, is a tree that gives fruit that people can benefit from. The tamar is dates. The erez is a solid tree, but it doesn't give anything. That's why it's stronger, by the way. The rule is in botany that any tree that doesn't give fruit, the tree itself is much stronger because it holds all the energy to itself. Any tree that gives, it itself is a little weaker. So there's one tzaddik that's an erez. Erez means he works on himself, but he's erez, he's solid. But then there's another tzaddik, he's a katamar. He works on himself, but he's not as strong as the erez because he shares it. He gives it to others, so he has to spend time, you know, sharing his sharing the wealth. That's tzaddik katamar. So right away they compare the two tzaddikim, Noah and Abraham. And right away they say that Noah was a tzaddik like an erez. The Kerem Shlomo was the one that said this. The Kerem Shlomo said that in the beginning of the parashat says that Noah was a tzaddik tamim. He said, what's a tzaddik and what's a tamim? This is Kerem Shlomo said. Tzaddik, he says, tzaddik la'atzmo, meaning he works on his own tzedkut. However, tamim, he says, is somebody that is mekadef people back to Yahadut. How does he know that? Because he says, Torat Hashem timima. What is Torat Hashem called timima? Meshivat nafesh. When he's involved in returning people. A Torah is not complete if it remains in a person, because other people have a hasaron, have deficiency. Torah is only complete when it's affecting others. Torat Hashem timima, when meshivat nafesh. So in the beginning of Noah's career, the Kerem Shlomo says, he was a tzaddik and a tamim. Just like Avraham Avinu. They both had that same thing in common. They were tzaddik, they worked on themselves, but they were tamim. Avraham Avinu, God says, Hitalech lefanai v'yeh tamim. They were both tamimim. What happened? Noah had a difficult time trying to mikarev the people. You know, I was struggling when we mikarev people. They fall asleep in the shiur. Okay, that's the biggest, problem we have to deal with. But Noah, they were going to kill him. They were throwing rocks at him. They were making fun of him. So the Kiddush Shlomo said, at a certain time, Noah said, you know what? Told his wife, I quit. No. What do I got to go now? Bring mikarev all these people for all day long. So I should get beaten up. So they should make fun of me. So they should call me all sorts of... And anyway, it's not working. I didn't get one guy yet with all my speeches, with all my musar. So he said, you know what? I'm resigning. I'm going to go sit back at the Beit Midrash and leave me alone. Avraham Avinu, on the other hand, he also was challenged. You know, one day Avraham Avinu, his own father, tattled on him. Terach sent Avraham, like it says at the end of the parashah, to the authorities. He sent him to Nimrod. What do you think Nimrod did to him? He threw him into a fire. Now, Avraham came out unscathed. But if I was Avraham, I would go home back to Sarah and say, you know what, I quit. I'm not being a Tamim anymore. I'm going to, what I got to bother the people for? They threw me into a fight. Today I got saved. Tomorrow I might not get saved. The difference between Avraham and Noah was Noah quit from being a Tamim. And Avraham had the same challenges as Noah, but he didn't stop. He remained a Tamim from beginning to the end. That's why later on, after he retired from being a Tamim, God says to Noah, what happened to the tamim? That's why it says God was angry at Noah. That's why it says the lashon Elohim. God was angry at Noah. It was midat hadin. There was a ketrug against Noah. What happened to you? You were doing the right thing. You were mekareving people. You were doing the outreach, whatever you're supposed to do. And then all of a sudden you left it. You left your job. So I read the pasuk like this. The Al Sheikh comes along and says, what do you think? There's many ways God could have saved Noah. God could have sent him to Miami Beach. So I'm going to Miami Beach for a couple of months, and over there, or Eretz Yisrael, there was no flood. Go to Eretz Yisrael, send him on a paid vacation to Eretz Yisrael. The Teva was a torture chamber. I hate to say it that way, but it was a torture chamber. There's no ventilation. There's animals. There's all sorts of noise, pollution, whatever you're going to say. And he's cooped up. He himself said, Noah, he said,
I'm locked up in this jail over here. He was praying to God, get me out of the jail. So the Al-Sheikh understands that the Teva was actually a punishment to Noah. And he says in incredible Lashon, that's why we made the diyuk. The Al-Sheikh doesn't say it, we made the diyuk. That's why he says Vayiskor. Vayiskor means that he locked them up. He was locked up. It's like when you're in a prison cell and the warden comes and he locks the gates. Vayiskor. It doesn't say vayagen. Vayiskor meaning hey, lock him up. And he has to say, I'm masger. Take me out from my vayiskor. He was Noah was punished as a result of it. So I read the pasuk like this, that Elohim comes to Noah and says, boy la teva, ki otechara iti lefanai tzadik badur. It sounds like a very nice pasuk. But the pasuk could be read with a question mark or rhetorically. Ki otechara iti tzadik lefanai, your tzidkut is only fanai. Then God says, badur hazeh, in this generation you decided to become there's no generation that needs a more tamim, and this is what you decided to, therefore, boy la teva. Go into the teva. In this generation, if it was a midat adin, that was bekatik. Now listen to the lashon of the Al-Sheikh, because I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't have the courage to say it the way he says it. So he goes on. He starts off. He says, "Od yidukdak omro aser lecha. This is a tikkun for you, Noah. I could have sent you to Miami Beach. I could have sent you to Eretz Yisrael. But aser lecha teva. You need a teva because." You didn't fulfill your responsibility to go mekarev the people. Vehu ki Hashem hafetz dakeo b'teva. Dakeo means the torture. God wants to torture Noah on the teva. Shnem asar chodesh midah keneged midah. Lomar ata lo yatzata liyesha et amecha. You didn't go out to bring salvation to your people. Lahishiram, to straighten them out. Lahadricham b'avodat konam. Rak nisgarta betoch betecha. You closed yourself up in your house. מה שלא עשה אברהם, לכן תסגר תוך התיבה גם אתה ותצטער. Therefore, go back into the תיבה, so the תיבה is a punishment. ואשר לא היית רועה ומנהיג בני אדם, and you could have been the keeper of men, you could have been the guide and the mentor of men, but you didn't. ומנדד שינה מעיניך, you should have taken sleep from your eyes, לרודפם, to chase them, ולהישינם, and straighten them out. You should have taken the human that was acting like an animal and guide them and make them into humans. But you didn't change the animal into a human. So let's go take care of animals then. You had the opportunity to turn an animal into a human being and you didn't do that. So instead of becoming the keeper of man, now you become the keeper of the zookeeper. That's why the midah can't be that on that. But you're going to lose sleep now. But you're going to lose sleep on training animals. וזה עשה לך, כלומר, כי לא יאתה לעשות תיבה לנצא לומד מדדך. And then he comes along and says, that's why it calls the Zephet kofir, because kofir is מלשון kapara, that you need a kapara Noah, that this Zephet that we're putting inside the תיבה, so it has a bad smell, וכפרת אותו מהוס בכופר, כופרה kapara, that's a kapara in this case over there. Furthermore, he says, ואמר, אלה תולדות נוח, the Al-Sheikh is very, very strong. Obviously, he's going with the Shita that says, I have no choice. So he says, you know what, at the end of a person's life, when they come along and say, what was the accomplishments of the person? That's his toledot, his epitaph, where they write, at the funeral, they say that he did this, he wrote 200 sefarim, he had 6,000 students, he was a Rosh Hashiva. So they come along, the Al-Sheikh says, you know what the toledot of Noah was? Noah, period. He was his own todah, there was no... There was the issue. Where was all the? You go to Avraham Avinu with the nefesh asher asu b'haran. Avraham Avinu had, he had a whole network. So he says, "Ve'amar ele toledot lomar halo amarti lecha v'noach matzahen, noach matzahen min Hashem, sheyoreh ki lo aya kedai lefi adin." It's only because he found him, he got saved. Ve'al tetamal lechayfes kida efo. He writes, "Ve'ze omro noach pam shenit lomar shetoldotav hu atzmo is sadik, ve'lo im ha'anashim." אלה תודות נועה, נועה, ולא עם האנשים שכל כשלותו היה ממנו אל האלוהים בלבד. הנה, כי מן הנפשים האלו אחד הבא. So he only was able to bring himself. That's what it says, שלושה בנים. שלושה בנים. נומי, זה בנים הכל תלמידים. התלמידים הכל בנים. ויולד נועה שלושה בנים. So it says, maybe you think he has three students, because it's תלמידיך. So the pasuk says, no. The Shlosha Banim Hashem Havayava, they were biological children. Even that, he didn't have even, because if you're just going to write Vayodet Noah Shlosha Banim, you might think, oh, you had three students at least beside. No, Hashem Havet Yafet. It was going to write it like that to show that those were his only three, which are obviously the automatics. So therefore, Hakam Avad Ya'alav Shalom said that was the claim. So therefore, when he comes off the Teva'ah, when the flood is over, so the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elohim El Noah. Tzemen HaTeva'ah. What was he telling him? He was telling him, get off the Teva'ah, you go. So he said, no, leave that mentality of Teva'ah. That mentality that you were in before the flood, where you were cooped up in your house and you didn't want to get involved, now you're going to do it again. Tzemen HaTeva'ah is something in the mindset. Meaning that's why it was a judgment. God's saying now, you have to make the tikkun of what you did in the first round when you blew it, you didn't make kadev the world. So tzemen, leave that teva mentality. Tzemen teva. And that, of course, Noah would have to make, so he brought a korban right away. Which, and then the Chazal said it was a good korban, but it was too late. The korban should have been brought before. But then Noah would not fare well according to this according to these interpretations. The point over here is that the Navi calls it Men Noah, which is also not so flattering. The people who they named the hurricane after, right, they're the brunt of many jokes. We had a lady in the shul over here. Her name was Sandy. Okay, could you imagine the jokes they made on after Hurricane Sandy? The poor lady, they came along and said, oh, they named it after the right lady. And the guy said, that's my mother-in-law. She's like a hurricane. Everybody made jokes on this. And here the Navi comes along and says, Hurricane Noah, Men Noah. They named it after him. That cannot be a compliment to name it after him. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, yeah, because, he had a chance to stop it, and he didn't. Last but not least, and this Rabbi Friedman said in his in one of his Ma'arim, in Parashat Noah, and he's here today. He could say it himself, but I'll say it in his honor, so that we're always quoting the rabbi. So he has a whole piece over there discussing the dimensions of the teva, and he says, what does the Torah have to tell us the dimensions for? You're not building a teva at home. It's not like you're, you need to know the dimensions. So it says it was 300 by 50 by 30. Okay, so now you know the dimensions. Now you're a better Jew because of that? Now you have more Yirat Shamayim because you know the dimensions of the Teva? What do you have to know that for? So the rabbi said that if you take the dimensions, Noah's problem was, and I'm adding now, by Avraham Avinu, it says that Avraham Avinu wore an Eben Tova around his neck. And everybody that looked at it, Miyad Netrapeh, and Chava Vajya'alav HaShalom would explain, the Shanim all say the same thing. This Eben Tova, we think Avraham Avinu wore a necklace. What was he over here? He's a Syrian. He wore a necklace around his neck. Also, we think he wore a ring also, engagement ring, and a chain. Avraham Avinu Sadiq Yisod Olam. They once asked one of the Gedolim, they said, did Avraham Avinu wear the clothes of a Sephardim, the clothes of a Litvach, an Ashkenaz guy, or a Hasid? What clothes did he wear? So the Rav Rosh Yeshiva answers, I don't know the clothes that he wore. One thing I can tell you, whatever everybody else was wearing, he wore the opposite. That's for sure. He didn't wear whatever else was wearing. So they were wearing chains. Avraham Avinu was not wearing a chain. So Chabad Vadya said from the Darshanim that this Eben Tova that was Talui around him was his Lashon, his speech. That Avraham Avinu had Lashon Marpeh. That when he saw a guy that was sick, meaning spiritually sick, I'm going to go talk to him and give him a Musar. He got better. So there's a Chaim Umavet B'yad Lashon. If a person has a good Lashon, he can talk to a person and give him, that was the Eben Tova that was around his neck. And Avraham Avinu had it. But Noah also had a Lashon, but he didn't use the Lashon. So he says his Lashon was Hasid, his Lashon was deficient. So Rav Friedman writes that that's the rem is in the dimensions of the Mishkan, of the Teva. It says it was 30. It was 30 high. 30 is a Lamed. And it was 300 long, which is a Sheen. And it was 50 wide, which is a Nun. That's Lashon. But it's Lashon missing a Vav. It's called Lashon Hasid. Meaning his Lashon was Hasid. His speech that he should have given to the people was deficient. It was lacking. So therefore the dimensions, all that's teaching us about the Teva is teaching us of Noah's, that he fell short. We didn't come here to roast Noah. Noah's a Navi. And You know, listen, I'll say one thing about Noah. They're not comparing Noah to us. They're comparing him to Abraham. So that's a compliment. You know, and for the fact that they could, you know, compare you to Abraham, I mean, that shows you already, you know, they're not putting Abraham on one side of the scale and Rabbi Mintz on the other side of the scale. They're not doing this. Okay, let's see who's heavier. They're putting Abraham on one side. They said, well, you know what? There's somebody that might be able to rival him. Let's put, no, he doesn't. He doesn't. He's not the same. So that's a shevach. Even those that are doresh lignai, it's a shevach that you doresh lignai to even put him in the same sentence as Abraham Abinu. That's already, so we're not coming to minimize Noah, has for shalom, but Noah is called tzaddik of an eres. He's a tzaddik of an eres. That's why God told him to make the teva from gopher wood. Gopher wood is not a tree that produces fruit. It's just it's a strong wood. Yeah, that's you're an eres. You're strong to yourself, but you don't give over to others. But Chacham Avadya would say we have to be sadiq katama. You have to give out to others. And Chacham Avadya alav shalom, from all the gedolim that we know, every gedol is great. But where did we meet gedolei Yisrael? You meet gedolim in one of two places. Either you meet them in the yeshiva, where they're teaching. You meet them in the kollel, where they're teaching. Or you go to the house, you get a beracha. Chacham Avadya alav shalom used to teach Baalei Batim. You believe it? The Gadol Ador would teach Baalei Batim. Every Motzei Shabbat, he would have a shiur in Yazdim. Who went? The plumber, the electrician, the taxi driver. And then he would go from city to city, and he would go to shul. Who are you teaching? Guys wearing dungarees and open-toe sandals. And Gadol Ador, who gave the highest level, and then he goes home and answers a she'ela and aguna, and then he answers a she'ela that Rav Yoshev said, I cannot sign the teshuvah until Chacham Avadya will be maskim. The Shevet Talevi once came to Chacham Avadya, alav shalom, and he told them, they came to Chacham Avadya. They asked him a difficult question in the Chot Nida. So he said, what did Rav Yoshev say? He said, what should I say to ask you? He said, what did the Shevet HaLevi say? he said to ask you. He said, what does he say to ask me? Go tell him in his own book, Shevet HaLevi. He wrote the answer on page, what is he asking me for? So the Shevet HaLevi says, Chacham Avadya knows my books better than I know my own books. He says, I don't know, I forgot that I answered that question already. Recently, before he passed away, he told one of his aides, he said, do me a favor, call Mr. So-and-so today, I need to speak to him. But they didn't have his number. They're searching for the number the whole day. Came the night, Chacham Avadya said, did you call the guy? He said, no, we couldn't find the number. He says, try this number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He knows the guy's number. He's a random guy. They called the number, it's the number. So they come to him and say, how did you know the number? He says, many years ago, I was at a dinner, and the guy behind me called out, Jack, what's your number? And I heard him say the number. So I think that was the number. He heard it. He wasn't talking to me. He heard the number thrown out to the other guy. He remembered it and he gave the number. But the greatness of the Hakam, as high as he was, that's as low as he went to the Balabah. He was Mekarev the people. Why do you think? There's a coincidence why a million people came to Zlevaya. A million people came to Zlevaya because he was Mekarev. No coincidence that he died 6 years ago in Parashat Lech Lecha. Parashat of Abraham Abinu. Where it talks about Avraham Avinu that went around from city to city. Avraham was so great. You think of a great man like that. Was he giving out the free food in order to be Mekadev people? He would go on the helicopter during Elul from city to city, from place to place. And then we'd come back at 2 o'clock in the morning. Everybody on the trip with him was haggard. They couldn't move. He would open the Gemara, and I got to learn. From 2 o'clock in the morning till the morning, he stayed up. He had stamina of a young man. But he didn't deny the people from his greatness. Al ta'azik tova la'atzmecha. So it's very appropriate that when we read these parashiot on the rabbi's yahrzeit, that we can see a dugma ishit, a real example of what a real gadol was. A real gadol was that not only is he sadiq ke'eres, but he has to be a sadiq katamar. That's what we call Mar Heshvan. Mar Heshvan is a bitter month because Chacham Avadya left us over there. But our job is to make from the Mar Matok. We have to sweeten it. How do you sweeten? We have to turn the Eres into a Tamar. We have to sweeten the month. We have to make the Mituk of the month of Mar Heshvan. How do you make the Mituk of Mar Heshvan? The Mituk of Mar Heshvan is to Mekarev, to go around, and each one on his own level. I conclude, I've traveled to Panama a lot. There's a religious guy in Panama. His son, his children are big Talmidei Chachamim. Big Talmidei. But this guy wasn't always religious. He wasn't always religious at all. But he came a long way. And I asked him on this trip, I said, you know, how did it all start? He said, he takes me to his library and he shows me a whole set of books, Ma'am Noir's in English. He said, this set over here. I said, where did you get this set from? How did you know from Ma'am Noir's English? He said, I didn't know. He says, there's a guy in Brooklyn called David Kasson. David Kasson happens to be my consuegro. He was friends with me. He lives in New York. He saw that I was, you know, not going anywhere. He sent me the set. He said, one day you read it. He says, if he didn't send me this set, I would still be... Look at that. One guy went and said, look at that. He has a whole generations of B'nai Torah. This guy's son writes Sefarim. The Omic of the Torah. Where'd it come from? Because somebody in New York was a Tzadik Katamar. He said, let me share the wealth. He said, I have the Torah. He doesn't. Let me send him a copy of the books. And that's really the great Musa that we learned from Achav Avadja Alav Shalom. That you could be very great, but it's not beneath you. Shouldn't you think we do it? Well, I'm going to sit with the, you know, Archi Parchi. I'm going to sit with the, you know, these simple people and tell them stories. And make, what are you talking about? These stories over here, you're Zorei HaSedakot. You're planting over here. You're planting seeds in these people. I once gave a class. I gave for 20 years to Baalei Batim every Shabbat. Every Shabbat for 20 years, Baalei Batim. And they were regular, but I'm embarrassed to tell you, some of the Baalei Batim in the class, after the class, they would go to work. You believe it? They would get in the car and go to work. And I gave classes to these guys, and I went to a big rabbi, Rabbi Rosenblum, and I told him, I said, Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum, Alav Shalom. And I told him, I said, I'm teaching these guys, what am I teaching these guys? Don't stop. He says, then we don't know what's going to be, but I guarantee you, every one of these guys, their kids, they're going to have, my word of honor, every single one of those guys, they have one child at least learning in Kollel today. These were guys from nothing. But what happened? Their kids saw the rabbi come in every Shabbat, teach them. They saw their mother preparing the breakfast. Or who knows? Whatever the hashpa'ah was. And forget about the guys themselves. There's no more mehalil Shabbat of those guys. Every single guy has kovei etim la Torah on a daily basis. So, you say, what, are you going to waste your time with these clowns over here? You're not wasting your time over here. There's the job of the Rav and the job of Klai Yisrael is not only to fix himself, even at the expense of himself, even at your own expense, which is Avraham Avinu was not as a great prophet as Sarah. And the Hatam Sofer says, why was his prophecy less than Sarah? Because he was with the people. Sarah was Ba'ohir. So she was able to, you know, become a little stronger in our clarity of prophecy than Avraham Avinu. But it was worth it to Avraham to give up a level of his own prophecy in order to be mekarev to others. And that's why the Torah comes and says that, you know, Noah was Sadiq bedorotav et ha'elohim et ha'lichno. He walked with God. He walked with God. Avraham Abinu took God and brought it to the people. He didn't walk with God. He took God and he brought it to the people and delivered it. That's the Al-Sheikh's approach. To Parashat Noah. Okay, we'll stop over here.